Hello and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast. In the Premier Skills English podcast, we talk about football and help you with your English. The Premier Skills English podcast is part of the Premier Skills English project. As well as the podcast, there's the Premier Skills English website, where you'll be able to find all these podcasts and the transcript and extra activities that go with them. So, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or on any other podcast platform, check out our website. And don't forget to listen to the end of the podcast because we have a new football phrase for you to guess. This week, I'm making this podcast alone, and so I thought I could try something a bit different. You see, I've been an English teacher for a long time, and for the last 20 years, I've been trying to get my students speaking in class. Speaking practice, for most people, is really essential if you're learning English. I don't think you need to speak to a native speaker, and speaking practice is useful even if you're not really communicating. I've been working on this podcast for a long time as well, and I think it's a good resource if you want to learn or revise vocabulary or think about some grammar, but there's not been any way for you to practice speaking. So, I thought I'd try something in this podcast. I'm going to try something out and I'd like you to let me know if you think this kind of exercise is useful and if you'd like more podcasts like this. In this podcast, I'm going to present some language through a role play and I'm going to focus especially on one side of the dialogue. And then I'm going to present the dialogue again with some gaps in it and I want you to try saying the lines. You can say them out loud if you're listening to this on your own, or you could just say them in your head if you're on a bus or somewhere in public. At the end of the podcast, I want you to let me know what you think about this sort of activity. Do you think it's useful for you to practice English like this? And would you like more podcasts like this? In the role play, I'm in a shop. It's a sports shop, and I'm buying a football shirt for my son. While you listen to the role play, I want you to answer the following questions. What team's shirt am I looking for? And what number do I want on the back? Can I help you? Yes, please. I'm looking for an Arsenal shirt for my son.
No problem. Are you looking for a home shirt or an away shirt or a third shirt?
It's got to be a home shirt, please.
How old is your child, if you don't mind me asking?
He's 8, but he's big for his age, so he wears 9 to 10.
Here we are. They come with long sleeves or short sleeves?
Short sleeves, please.
And do you want to personalise it, or would you like to pick a squad player?
His hero's Saka, so can you do a number 7?
Of course. If you can hold on a minute, I'll get that printed for you in a jiffy. Would you mind taking this tag to the till, and your shirt will be ready in about 5 minutes?
Thanks.
Can I help you?
Just this, please.
Thank you. A junior shirt. Saka, good choice. That'll be £65, please. Will that be card or cash?
Card, please.
No problem. You can tap or put your card in when you're ready.
There you go.
Yeah, that's gone through. That's perfect. Do you want the receipt or shall I put it in the bag?
Can I take it, please?
Of course. Here you are. Your shirt will be ready to collect from the counter there in just a few minutes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Before the roleplay, I asked you 2 questions. The first was, which team's shirt was I buying for my son?
The answer probably won't surprise you if you've been listening to the podcast for a while. It was an Arsenal shirt. The second question was, what number did I want on the back of the shirt? And the answer was number 7 for Bukayo Saka. Okay, now it's time to look at the dialogue. Listen to the first two lines. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for an Arsenal shirt for my son.
This is normally what shop assistants ask. They might ask, do you need any help? Or they might ask, are you looking for anything in particular? Most of the time, if I'm in a shop, I'm looking for things, but I might not actually be buying things. So I'd say, I'm just looking, or I'm just browsing. This time, I did need help. I said, I'm looking for an Arsenal shirt for my son. But I could have said, I want to buy an Arsenal shirt for my son. Or even, I'm after an Arsenal shirt for my son. To be after something is an informal way to say that you're looking for something. You can use it for things you want to buy, but not normally for food and drink and groceries. You can also say that the manager is after a new goalkeeper, or the police are after the bank robber. Listen to the next lines.
No problem. Are you looking for a home shirt, or an away shirt, or a third shirt?
It's got to be a home shirt, please.
This time I said, it's got to be a home shirt. This is an informal way to say that I want or need a home shirt. It's definitely an informal expression. I could have said, I'd like a home shirt, please. Or, I'd prefer a home shirt, please. Listen to the next few lines.
How old is your child, if you don't mind me asking?
He's 8, but he's big for his age, so he wears 9 to 10.
Here we are. They come with long sleeves or short sleeves?
Short sleeves, please.
Children's sizes in the UK are often based around the average size of children at different ages. My son really is big for his age, so he wears clothes that are for children at least a year older than him. I imagine this is the same in other countries too. The shop assistant offered me a shirt with long or short sleeves. In the dialogue, I just said, short sleeves, please. I could have said, can I get one with short sleeves, please? Or, I'd like a shirt with short sleeves, please. Listen to the next couple of lines.
And do you want to personalise it, or would you like to pick a squad player?
His hero, Saka, so can you do a number 7?
Of course.
When you buy a football shirt in a club shop, or in a big sports shop, they can print names and numbers on the back of the shirt. So you can buy a shirt like your Premier League hero, or you can put your own name or nickname on the back, and any number you want. I saw a woman wearing a shirt that said, Mrs. Jack Grealish, and the number... Well, it was a number that represents an intimate act. Please don't guess, as I won't publish any comments that do. The shop assistant gave me the tag from the shirt when he took it to be printed, and he asked me to take the tag to the till. When I went to the till, I gave the cashier the tag and paid by card. I always pay by card and hardly ever have cash these days, but if you come to the UK on holiday, you'll probably pay with cash, so listen to the second part of the dialogue again.
Can I help you?
Just this, please.
Thank you. A junior shirt. Saka, good choice. That'll be £65, please. Will that be card or cash?
I'll pay with cash, please. Here you are.
Thanks, £65, so that's £15 change. Here you are. Do you want the receipt or shall I put it in the bag?
Can I take it, please?
Of course. Here you are. Your shirt will be ready to collect from the counter there in just a few minutes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I think that this language is quite straightforward. I just want to point out the prepositions. We say pay by card and pay with cash. Now I want you to listen to the dialogue again. But this time, there will be gaps where the customer spoke. Try to say the same things that I said.
Can I help you? No problem. Are you looking for a home shirt, or an away shirt, or a third shirt? How old is your child, if you don't mind me asking? Here we are. They come with long sleeves or short sleeves. And do you want to personalise it, or would you like to pick a squad player? Of course. If you can hold on a minute, I'll get that printed for you in a jiffy. Would you mind taking this tag to the till, and your shirt will be ready in about 5 minutes?
Can I help you? Thank you. A junior shirt. Saka. Good choice. That'll be £65, please. Will that be card or cash? No problem. You can tap or put your card in when you're ready. Yeah, that's gone through. That's perfect. Do you want the receipt or shall I put it in the bag? Of course. Here you are. Your shirt will be ready to collect from the counter there in just a few minutes. Thanks.
Okay, I want you to try once more. This time, I want you to buy a Liverpool away shirt with long sleeves for a 12-year-old girl with number 10 and Sadio Mane on the back, and I'd like you to pay with cash.
Can I help you?
No problem. Are you looking for a home shirt, or an away shirt, or a third shirt? How old is your child, if you don't mind me asking? Here we are. They come with long sleeves or short sleeves. And do you want to personalise it, or would you like to pick a squad player? Of course. If you can hold on a minute, I'll get that printed for you in a jiffy. Would you mind taking this tag to the till, and your shirt will be ready in about 5 minutes?
Can I help you? Thank you. A junior shirt. That'll be £65, please. Will that be card or cash? Thanks. £65, so that's £15 change. Here you are. Do you want the receipt or shall I put it in the bag? Of course. Here you are. Your shirt will be ready to collect from the counter there in just a few minutes. Thanks.
Okay, if you followed this dialogue and been able to practice the customer lines, then well done. What did you think about this type of podcast? This is a bit of an experiment for a podcast, so I really want to know if you think it's useful. I think it's probably not very useful for more advanced learners, but I really want to hear from you. Now it's time for this week's football phrase. This football phrase is the same as the phrase in the podcast on Monday, so I'll announce the names of everyone who gets it right in the Monday podcast that's coming up. This week's football phrase is quite a long phrase. It is to... It's a colourful expression. It is the rhythm of an activity.
when you...
It's like you find the rhythm. This means that the activity is easier, and you feel like you're getting better at it. It's a really tough one this week. I wonder if anyone will get it right. It's a hard one from the Premier Vocabulary section, so if you get stuck, you can take a look at the Premier Vocabulary pages in the Word section of the website. If you have a football phrase that you'd like us to use in the podcast, just get in touch and let us know. Right, that's all I have time for. But I'll be back next week on Apple Podcasts and Spotify with This Week. Before I finish, I just wanted to say that I hope you found this lesson useful, and I hope all of you stay fit and healthy. Bye for now, and enjoy your football!